Time to take a look at greyhound racing with this week's edition of Talking Greyhounds. Simon Harrison with you. Mark Duclos, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
Well, it's a big couple of days in the town of Warrnambool, of course, with the Thoroughbreds. They've got their three-day carnival on. And the Greyhound World have got the Classic and the Cup on tonight, Duke.
Yeah, two big races down at the Bull. It's always a very popular time as far as racing enthusiasts go. And the Warrnambool Greyhound Carnival has long been established. And we've got two feature events tonight. The Warrnambool Cup is race six on the card. And Strike a Light is the reigning favourite, the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg winner, the Group 1 National Futurity winner. She moves from box 8 to box 2 tonight in the final. She's got Zinzan Brook drawn directly outside her, and then she's got Lucky Chap, who was the fastest of the heat winners last week. He's drawn box number 4. I think the winner comes from those three, Simon, primarily because Leo's Gift, who's drawn box 5, is a good beginner, or an average to good beginner, but all he wants to do is head straight up the track. He would have to be probably one of the widest running greyhounds that we've got racing anywhere in Australia at the moment, Leo's Gift. And I think he's just going to make it a saloon passage for those greyhounds drawn, particularly in boxes 2, 3, and 4. I'm keen on Lucky Chap. I thought he was really good last week, running 24.93, best of the night. He'll run a straight line to the first turn. So too will Zinzan Brook and Strike a Light. She'll want to get to the fence. But I think Lucky Chap can redeem himself after a desperately unlucky run in the Golden Easter Egg final. I think he can take out the Warrnambool Cup. It's worth $47,000 to the winner.
Okay, so that's the Cup. And then we've got the Warrnambool Classic on, which follows. And Lightning Frank's a shorty here from box 1.
He was a shorty last week and he got roll time. He was $1.10. He did have box 6 on that occasion. To me, it was a bit of an indifferent run. I thought he would have put himself more in the race in the early stages, but he just seemed to be everywhere he went. He struck a little bit of trouble. There was a dog in front of him. Tonight, I think, is going to be a different kettle of fish. He's drawn box 1, and that'll aid him no end. Of course, he did win the Group 1 Silver Chief, and he won the Group 1 Temley at the Meadows against the best sprinters in Australia by coming out running. And I think off the inside tonight, that's what he'll do. He's a greyhound that when he nails the start, he's got blistering early pace. He's first and second sectionals at the Meadows there in that Group 1 Temley and also the heat of the Australian Cup. They were absolutely blistering. Uphill Jill, look, she's such a super consistent little chaser. She deserves to win another group event. Of course, she won the Group 2 Laurels at Sandown Park last year, but she has also made the Richmond Oaks final where she was beaten an eyelash. She was in the final of the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg. She ran second behind Strike a Light in the Group 1 National Futurity. These are two very, very good chasers, and this age-restricted race always throws up a good chaser, and it's worth $75,000 to the winner.
Across to Albion Park tomorrow night, Duke, and the Queensland Derby is the main race there. An odds-on favourite, Fast Times, has come up with box 2. It's $1.75.
Yeah, look, Simon, I've tossed and turned and changed my mind 20 times about this race. My only knock on Fast Times is his box manners at his last three or four starts. Prior to that, at the beginning of his career, when he was racing greyhounds of lesser calibre, he was coming out and being able to lead and running blistering times. But the only time he's really jumped at his last four starts is last week, and he wasn't brilliant away. He raced with another three or four dogs for that first turn and then was able to get a break on them. Just, as I said, that's my only knock on the dog. Two out in the field, as I said on the catching pen on Tuesday night, I think two out. He's probably the fastest of the 8 greyhounds against any other dog. But the problem is, if he doesn't step, if he doesn't jump, he could get buried back in the ruck. And for that reason, I'm going to put Cosmic Bonus on top. He was really good last week, first up running 29.85. He ran 1/100th of a second faster to the first turn than what Fast Times ran. He's a greyhound that's run 29.65. at Wentworth Park, and I think if he can nail a start like he did last week, he's going to put himself right in this race. And he, at the $5, I'm prepared to have something small on him rather than take the $1.75, $1.65 about Fast Times.
Okay, so that's the Queensland Derby tomorrow night. Looking ahead to the weekend, Wentworth Park, we've got the final of the Ladies Bracelet on, and a more open field here. Lagoon Jazzy is the $3.30 favourite and has come up with box 2.
If you thought the Queensland Derby was a bit of a conundrum, wondering whether the favourite had stepped, have a look at this. You've got probably four or five dogs that will all show really good early pace to the first turn. I'm going to go with Lagoon Jazzy, not with a great deal of confidence, again, primarily because there's so much pace drawn around it. She's grand on the inside, Good Odds Angel outside of her. You've got the likes of Nana Road out in box number eight. I just think Lagoon Jazzy will probably be able to lead from box two. Runs a really straight line to the first turn. Don't forget, she was only beaten ahead by Strike Alight in the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg final. And I know they're two different types of dogs, but if Strike Alight was in this race, she'd be $1.20. I'm going to have something each way on Cardiology from box four. If there is any trouble at the first turn, she's a greyhound that is absolutely going to be flooding home at the end. She ran 30 and 33 last week, beating Lagoon Jazzy by a nose. Two starts back, she ran 30 and 47 at Richmond, which is certainly getting along. And as I said, I'm going to have something on Lagoon Jazzy, but I'm going to have something more each way at around the $10, $11 mark about Cardiology. She's a quality greyhound, still fresh enough over the 520 to be really competitive. And as I said, if there's any trouble up front, she's the greyhound that'll be getting the run and running home really strongly.
Okay, so that's Wentworth Park Saturday night. Anything else for us on the news front, Duke, before we wrap it up?
Yeah, Richmond Riches, it kicks off on Friday week. So the nominations for the 2017 Richmond Riches, they close with the Richmond Race Club this Friday afternoon. And this is the greyhounds that were sold through the 2015 Richmond Riches puppy auction. Of course, we had the inaugural running of this race last year, and 30 Talks won it, which, of course, the Derby is named after him in Queensland. This year, he went on to win other Group 2 events. He also won the Group 1 Brisbane Cup last year. So who knows what this series will throw up this year. But as I said, if you've purchased the dog, paid all your nomination fees, you're eligible to start in the heat, which are on Friday, May the 12th, but the nominations, they close this Friday with the Richmond Race Club.
Good stuff, Mark. At the boxes on tonight.
Certainly we. I'll be joined by Luke Gadouts. We'll take a look at the Derby. Timmy Newbold will be along to take a look at the Ladies' Bracelet, and I'll be previewing Sandown Park and also Warrnambool. So a big show coming up, 6 p.m. Sky Racing 2.
Thanks for your time, Duke. Enjoy the week ahead. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
My pleasure, Simon.